It is time for our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer is now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Roxanne has 2, Peter and Roy has 3.
Okay, well, that means, Roxanne, you are in second place. So, you get to go first. The clock will start when you begin your first question, fill in the blank. On Wednesday, President Trump signed a proclamation calling for the deployment of National Guard troops to blank.
To the Mexican border.
To the border. This week, China announced over $50 billion worth of new blanks, causing stocks to tumble.
Tariffs.
Right. On Monday, Russian officials said that President Trump had invited blank to visit the White House.
President Vladimir. Putin.
Yes. On Tuesday, voters elected liberal judge Rebecca Dallet to a Supreme Court seat in blank.
Wisconsin.
Yes. During the first day of trading, music streaming service blank made a successful stock market debut.
Spotify.
Right. With a last second shot, blank won the women's NCAA basketball title on Sunday.
Notre Dame.
Yes, indeed. St. Louis residents are trying to solve the mystery of who keeps blanking on an I-270 exit ramp.
Oh, see, I knew about the zombie raccoons, and you didn't ask me about that. Okay, leaving hot cross buns on the white line.
You know, you're close. It was a foodstuff, but actually somebody keeps leaving jars of pickles
on
the
exit
ramp.
That's close enough.
No, it's not. For the past 6 years, this mystery has confounded residents of the St. Louis suburbs. There appears to be no pattern to when the pickles appear on the exit ramp. But the Kansas City Star this week predictably used a pickle pun in a headline about the story, asking, quote, "What the dill?" No one claimed responsibility for the crime or that pun, but according to Page Six, the culprit is Love and Basketball actress Sanaa Lathan. Bill, how did Roxanne do in her quiz? Pretty well, I think.
Yeah, pretty good. 6 right, 12 more points, total of 14, and the lead.
All right. Congratulations, Roxanne. Now, we flipped a coin. Peter is elected to go second, fill in the blank. On Tuesday, it was reported that special counsel blank told Trump's lawyers that he was a subject of the investigation, but not a target.
Robert Mueller.
Right. This week, police reported that the woman who opened fire at blank's headquarters had a vendetta against that company.
YouTube.
Right. On Wednesday, thousands of people gathered in Atlanta to honor the 50th anniversary of the death of blank.
Dr. Martin Luther King.
Indeed. On Monday, Villanova beat Michigan to claim its second blank title in 3 years.
NCAA men's
college. Yes, indeed. Police in Wisconsin say they're on the hunt for a suspect who's been going around town and blanking.
Telling everyone he's Paul Ryan.
Clogging all the toilets. What a monster. On Thursday, President Trump praised West Virginia's 6'7" governor for being blank.
Mean to teachers?
No, he praised him for being, quote, definitely the biggest governor. On Monday, South African activist blank passed away at the age of 81.
Winnie Mandela.
Right. A U.S. toy company said they're hoping to educate children by selling stuffed toys inspired by blanks.
Winnie Mandela.
No. Stuffed toys inspired by sexually transmitted diseases.
No.
Yes. Giant Microbes Incorporated was founded in 2002 with the aim of educating kids and adults about medical issues.
Oh.
By making, you know, little stuffed animals of various microbes. And this week, they unveiled a line of stuffed animals based around various STDs.
Like hairy herpes?
No,
like
no. I mean, they're sort of cartoon stuffed versions of the actual microbe that causes them. So the full set includes chlamydia, gonorrhea, and herpes. They're just as adorable as the real things.
Wait, is this an April Fool's joke?
No, it's real. It's
really?
Real. I've seen these. They're little stuffed microbes. They're
but
cool.
You don't buy them for someone. You just, contract them and you, pass
exactly.
them along.
You have to give them to everyone you sleep with.
Yeah, you give them to someone you love.
Bill, how did Peter do in our quiz?
Pretty good. 5 right, 10 more points, total of 13, but Roxanne has the lead.
How many, then, does Roy need to win?
6. To win.
All right, Roy, you can do this.
Okay.
This week, the White House outlined plans to pull 2,000 U.S. troops from blank.
Syria.
Right. On Wednesday, Facebook said now they believe that blank accessed the data of over 87 million users.
Oh, Cambridge Analytica.
That's the company. On Thursday, a high court ruled that Luis Lula da Silva, the former president of blank, can be jailed for corruption.
Brazil.
Yes, after responding to a life-saving call, paramedics in England returned to their ambulance and found blank.
You know, a little round tube of lifesavers.
No. funny, though. No, they found candy. A note on the ambulance saying, please do not park here.
Oh.
On Monday, China's defunct blank crashed to Earth in the South Pacific Ocean.
Satellite.
Yes. Space station, but I'll give it to you. It was a satellite. Best known as the creator of NYPD Blue and LA Law, producer Blank passed away at the age of 70.
Stephen Bochco.
That's indeed his name. This week, two prisoners in Colombia managed to escape after they blanked.
After they just made up their minds.
After they got a guard drunk and then they convinced him to let them leave to get more booze.
Ah.
The two inmates invited a guard to join them for some home-brewed liquor, and after getting him good and drunk, convinced the man to let them leave the prison to pick up some more alcohol.
Ooh.
They have yet to return, which the guard says would be okay, except they also said they were going to bring back some Flamin' Hot Cheetos. Bill, did Roy do well enough to win?
He was very close. 5 right, 10 more points, total of 13. Could not catch Roxanne.
Congratulations, Roxanne.